Big companies are trying to keep their employees healthy by banning business trips. The decision, however, has been a hard blow to the travel industry, which has already been suffering because of the effects of the new coronavirus. Amazon, the American-based online business, has told its nearly 800,000 workers to postpone any unnecessary travel within the United States or around the world. Swiss food company Nestle told its 291,000 employees worldwide to limit local business travel and stop all international travel until March 15th. Frances L'Oreal, maker of beauty products, employs 86,000 people. It has announced a travel ban until March 31st. Twitter employees have been told to work from home, as have the 8,000 people employed at Google's European headquarters in Dublin. Major business gatherings like the Mobile World Congress in Barcelona have also been canceled. On Tuesday, Facebook confirmed it will not attend the South by Southwest conference in Austin, Texas. The event is supposed to start on March 13th. In addition, the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank have announced they will replace their spring meetings in Washington with an online event. Michael Dunn is head of ZozoGo, an automotive research company that specializes in the Chinese market. Usually, he travels from California to Asia every 6 weeks. Now, he is not planning to cross the Pacific Ocean until June. With everything at a standstill, I do not feel a sense of missing the action, Dunn said. Robin Ottaway is president of Brooklyn Brewery. He canceled a trip to Seoul and Tokyo last week. He has suspended all travel to Asia and canceled a planned trip this month to Copenhagen. I wasn't worried about getting sick. I'm a healthy 46-year-old man, Ottaway said. My only worry was getting stuck in Asia or quarantined after returning to the U.S., and I'd hate to be a spreader of the virus. The cancellations and travel restrictions are hurting the travel industry. Business travel makes up around 26% of the total travel spending, or around $1.5 trillion per year, notes the Global Business Travel Association. The association estimates the virus is costing the business travel industry $47 billion per month. It found 95% of the group's members have suspended business trips to China. About 45% of members have cut trips to Japan and South Korea, while 23% have canceled trips to Europe. It's a big deal, said Henry Hartvelt, a travel industry expert. He estimates that airline companies get 55% of their money from business travelers because they often sit in pricier business or first-class seats. Numbers from the Airlines Reporting Corporation show that airline ticket sales fell about 9% in late February compared with a year earlier. Hotel operators are also worried about decreases in business travel. In the United States, hotels are expected to earn $46 billion from business travel this year, said the Travel Research Service Focusrite. No one believes that is possible now. In the week through February 22nd, hotel occupancy rates in San Francisco were down 11%, noted STR, a company that researches hotel usage. Several major companies pulled out of the city's cybersecurity conference, which began in February. Some observers say it is wise for companies to postpone or cancel travel before things get worse. Worldwide, the coronavirus has sickened over 90,000 people. More than 3,000 have died from COVID-19, the disease resulting from the virus. Kevin Mitchell is chairman of the Business Travel Coalition. He is an expert in the ways large companies and governments can control travel costs. He notes that if a company puts an employee at risk, you can be held responsible for their injury or death. In some cases, workers themselves are demanding a halt to travel. Pilots at American Airlines went to court last month to make the airline stop flying to China. American agreed to suspend flights to mainland China, but asked pilots to keep flying to Hong Kong. The pilots would not fly there. When pilots began reporting concern about going to Milan and flights were less full, American suspended those flights more quickly, said a spokesman for the pilots. I'm Susan Shand.